Well, hello there. Welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am your habit change agent, and we are all about habit change from the inside out. I'm here to support you in becoming a change agent in your own life. We're going to have a little bit of fun this week, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but it does have to do with sleep and fatigue, the topic that we've been covering over the last few weeks. So what do we do here in Habits into Health? Well, number one, we're a 21st century model. And that's because we're in the 21st century, and it's time to set aside a lot of beliefs that are out there about habits and patterns and behaviors and how things change. And we got to let go of a lot of stuff from the 20th century and before the 20th century about motivation that really isn't what we're finding out. Research is showing that motivation is one of the worst ways to focus your attention if you're trying to change your behavior. And then what we do here specifically is we focus on some methods that I've learned to help you discover the hidden layers of your habitual behavior, the stuff that bothers you, and that's what gets in the way of change. So we're all about making those building blocks visible. And then the third thing that's a really important component of Habits into Health is we reinforce kindness. I write about that in my ebook, about the way that we tend to treat ourselves when we are experiencing habitual behavior that doesn't make us happy. Doesn't mean it helps to put yourself down. So that's a big piece about the Habits into Health process. Okay, a little more about the topic we're going to discuss today, and that is baseball. In the U.S., professional baseball capped its year this week when the San Francisco Giants won the World Series. Now, what's the big deal about that, and what does it have to do with Habits into Health? Well, today I'm going to share a little bit about how their win may be credited to the team getting more sleep than their opponents. And I think that's really cool because we've been talking about sleep and fatigue. So as far as I'm concerned, the Giants are reading from our playbook here in Habits into Health. Let's start first with our weekly practice. And if you've been here before, you know that this is just a little taste of self-exploration. You get a chance to teach yourself through your own experience and grow a level of connection to yourself that many people, including athletes, who may be very strong in particular kinds of ways and may know how to use themselves in particular ways, doesn't necessarily mean they're deeply attuned to their bodies any more than somebody who sits around and reads books. So what we do here is we focus a little bit on letting your body take the lead so that your mind doesn't have to. And I say that because we live in a world that believes and has taught us to believe that the mind is in charge. And you know what? Turns out this is not the case. So we practice it a bit here in Habits into Health. So let's take a moment here. Self-awareness is important. But where does self-awareness emerge? You're going to use your brain, but do you really lead from your brain? Let's have you experience a little bit about how your brain learns from the rest of you. So if you will, just make a frown right now. Now scrunch your forehead together, squeeze your eyes, and just notice the feeling of that. And then release. Now what we tend to do here is we repeat. So we do it over and over a few times because you tend to get new information every time you do it. So make that frown. Just scrunch your eyes. I'm doing it with you. Scrunch your eyes up. Squeeze. Make that frown. Notice what happens in your mouth when you squeeze around your eyes. And then release. Now what's the feeling that happens when you release? You don't have to have words for it, but just to note it. We squeeze and increase to get to know it better, but very often in releasing, we discover more. So make a frown right now. Just make a frown in whatever way that works for you. And notice, what's the feeling of this? What is your state of being? Feeling is derived from sensation. So where do you feel yourself in your forehead when you make a frown? What happens around your eyes, down your cheeks, and into your mouth? If you notice anything, when you squeeze, do you squeeze to a point where you're really uncomfortable and in pain? Well, now would be a time to release, not all the way down the staircase, just down one step at a time. Undo, 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 like you're walking down that staircase very deliberately. And just notice what happens and the difference between your state when you're squeezing and making that frown in your head and when you undo that. And again, you might not have words, but you probably have a felt sensation. Now try that with your mouth. Let's tighten your jaw. And notice how you do that. You may squeeze around in your teeth, or you may just compress in your lips. You may feel it toward the back of your jaw, closer to your ears. You may notice it more around your chin. Tighten a little bit. Notice the experience that you have of yourself as you do this. And then undo it or disorganize it. You take it up and organize it up, and then you disorganize it. What happens inside your mouth when you do that? What happens to the space inside your mouth? Try it again. Compress the jaw, tighten, squeeze, any of those words that work for you, and notice what happens to the space inside your mouth. Tune into the feeling that you have in your jaw, your teeth and your tongue, maybe down even into your throat. If you take yourself to pain, then bring it back a little bit and notice what the feeling of that is. And even if you haven't taken yourself to pain, then you can disorganize step by step by step. What happens with your breathing when this occurs? Just by doing some muscular patterns here, do you have an experience that's different? We human beings are changing shapes. We are always shapeshifters. And depending on the shape that we put ourselves into, we have a lot of impact on our feeling state, on our emotions, on our thoughts. So you can let yourself take a deep breath. We'll do a little station ID here. You're listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a holistic therapist, and I've been working for, almost 30 years, starting with folks who are dealing with really serious habits, alcoholism, and drug addiction. And over the years, I learned some terrific ways that can help people dealing with habits of all kinds. That's what this podcast is all about. Now, if you have some specific issues that you're dealing with or concerns that you have or you have questions, I have a little survey on the website. And if you go to habitsintohealth.com and click that survey link, come on over and tell me what's up with you. And we will proceed with answering some of those questions and coming up with topics that really are going to meet your needs. And while you're there, you might want to take a look at my ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And I specifically talk about the kindness factor in a way that I think is pretty unusual and open and talks about habit change in a very different kind of way. So now, let's discuss our topic. We've been discussing sleep and fatigue the last few weeks, and that's because sleep deprivation is linked not just to health problems like depression, weight gain, chronic illness, obesity, but it's also linked to our capacity to learn, to think clearly, and to respond to our experience in a growthful way. And we can develop some unhealthy habits around sleep. I know I have certainly experienced that, and I'm sure you have too. And what we learned this week is a real fun fact. Getting enough rest and sleep could help you win at sports too. Now, I'm not a big professional sports fan. Although I've had my experiences, I'm thinking about watching my friend Lauren when he was a kid at gymnastics events or when he was playing soccer. It was always fun to be there. But when I was younger, particularly, it was always a lot more fun to be in the action rather than sitting in the stands or in front of the television watching somebody else. But, you know, as I mentioned last week, the death of my cousin Rick made the World Series a bit different this year because he was a big fan of the San Francisco Giants. And since I live in the San Francisco area, it's kind of a big thing here locally too. And since we're heading into Halloween, I will say it just seems right that the Giants would win because their colors are orange and black. And the World Series always ends just in the week or so before Halloween. It's going to be fun tomorrow when they have the big Halloween Giants World Series parade in San Francisco. So I just paid a little bit more attention this year, and that's been kind of neat. Now, it's said in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous and other programs that have developed from that, that there are no coincidences, only God working undercover. So what a coincidence that I get to share with you that it's just gone public that the decision made by the Giants to get more sleep than their opponents might have been their key to winning the World Series this week. And oh, that's reminding me, this is a good time to bring out the Serenity Prayer. That's also a regular part of many 12-step programs around the world. Whether you're into the 12 steps or not, the Serenity Prayer is kind of a neat thing. And I've been bringing it out because in this series on sleep, it's a good reminder to keep a balanced perspective about what your responsibility is and what it is not. The Serenity Prayer typically starts with the word God, but you could say Goddess, you could say Universal Life Force, you could say Allah, whatever your belief is. It follows, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So here's what I learned about sleep and the World Series. During the regular season, the teams share hosting and visiting, so there's a lot of travel. And this happens in all organized sports because we want to experience playing with many different people. And it's become a part of the routine. When my friend Lauren was a gymnast, many weekends were spent traveling a local circuit to other towns and cities where the events were being held. And any football or hockey player does the same. And in professional sports, the team won't just play one game. Why travel just for one overnight? In baseball, they play a few games before they move on. In the World Cup, a lot of controversy can come up around how teams are lined up and where they are playing, because every sport calls for some rest after a game, right? Well, in baseball, here in the States, the big event of the year is the World Series. And it stretches no further than a best of seven, with two final teams playing off in one team city and then the others. But they do tend to spend a little bit more time between games. So this story was written in the San Jose Mercury News because what happened is the Giants consulted with a medical doctor in Virginia, the state of Virginia, Dr. Chris Winter, and he's in charge of a sleep medicine center there. And so they started tweaking the travel schedule. What the Giants have done is something that isn't typical. Instead of the players flying back to their home city or to the next city where the game is, the Giants send their players home to bed, and they don't fly out until the next morning. And it turns out they started this experiment in 2010, which was the first year that the Giants had won the World Series in ages, and it was the first time since the Giants had moved from New York to San Francisco. Basically, people are saying this must have something to do with their ability to win because they are giving themselves a little bit of an edge. So their head athletic trainer says it's really like making sure that their players eat right. They understand that sleeping well means that you need to recover from playing a game, even though that game is only maybe 2-3 hours. It's a high-pressure situation. And they wanted to find out if proper recovery might make the difference. And it sounds like it might. So the head athletic trainer, he says, I'll quote here, "It's tough trying to sleep on the plane late at night. Plus, these guys have families. They get home at 4 or 5 in the morning, and then their kids are up at 7. Now they get to sleep all night, and we get them home in the afternoon. They get a good night's sleep, and they get to hang out with their kids. That's really family-friendly." They got some ideas from Dr. Winter about how to plan their trips, how to time the travel between cities, and how to keep the players fresh and alert. He told the reporter that wrote the story, quote, "What we're trying to do is create a situation where their brain is being tricked into thinking that whatever time the game is happening, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's when those athletes are at their best." There's a suggestion that instead of running off after the game is over and getting on a plane and not sleeping very well on that plane, they go either home if they're playing a home game and go to bed with their families, or if it's an away game, they go to the hotel and they sleep, and they don't get on a plane until the next day. There's usually a travel day in the World Series, so that makes it a little more possible. If this isn't a great way for us to cap this series on sleep and fatigue, I don't know what is. Tomorrow, they'll be celebrating in San Francisco. This is the third time in 5 years that the San Francisco Giants have won the World Series, and it sounds like getting more sleep might have just given them the edge. Let's see what the other teams start doing with that. And it's time to sign off. I would love to hear your feedback about this and about any of our other topics in Habits into Health, and also about what's keeping you stuck. Of course, if you have a habit that is creating problems for you, you can come to Habits into Health and request my free ebook, click the link to the survey, and let us know the things that you're going through and the concerns that you have, and also let us know what your successes are. Remember, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling so out of control over those unhealthy habits, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.